Podcast.
All right.
All righty.
Well, good luck.
Let's get it.
Are we doing it?
We're doing it.
Dude, we're doing it.
Oh my God.
Welcome to episode zero of the Future Bachelor Podcast. I'm Cy.
I'm Veronica.
Whoa.
Hey.
The first time we're doing that. It's pretty cool. All right. So you might tell we're a little nervous because this is it's my first podcast.
Yeah, I'm not a podcast star yet.
I love podcasts though, and it's just kind of like something I've wanted to do for a while. I don't know about you, if you ever talked on a mic or anything like that before.
I mean, yeah, but like not a ton. But I do love podcasts. I think it's the only way that keeps me sane in Atlanta traffic. So
I feel you. Yeah. It actually saved my life when I moved here. So we're going to kind of keep it raw on this episode zero. This is kind of an introduction episode for us. Pretty much the idea of the Future Bachelor is going to be an after show podcast where weekly we'll kind of watch the show because we're both big fans of the show.
Big fans.
Of Bachelor.
In lots of ways.
Yeah, the whole universe and all the shows that come along with it and the crazy casts. I kind of wanted to talk about ourselves a little bit, you know, what we are, how old we are, you know, what we're doing and all that stuff.
Yeah, like our own little bachelor tagline.
Yeah. You know, this would be like where, you know, I'm Cy, I'm 30, I just turned 30. And this is kind of something, like I said, I want to do for a while. And I was like, New Year's hit and I kind of remembered that The Bachelor was going to come back. And I was like,
it's January.
Know, yeah, we might as yeah. Jan, is it January?
January.
but yeah, so I'm really happy when I texted you. I was like, hey, we should do a Bachelor podcast. And you were like, yeah.
Yeah, because I already like do kind of drunken Snapchats watching the show. And people love that and have been telling me I needed a podcast. So
yeah.
So I just dropped right at that into my lab. So.
Well, we did watch it that one time. And I was like, dude, this girl was like snapping the whole time. And then I actually watched it after you left. Yeah. And it was like, holy crap, she like really like... went through that whole episode like thoroughly. So pretty much I'm 30. I just turned 30 and you know, I haven't always been a fan of the Bachelor and all these shows and
no.
Kind of was made fun of when I started watching it, but I've gotten over that like
yeah.
You know, far before, you know, we started this. You know, the idea for the name Future Bachelor, I'm not only am I obsessed with The Bachelor, but I'm also obsessed with time travel. I can't do a little spam with the camera around here, but if you look around, there's a lot of Back to the Future stuff here.
So I love it.
Originally, I was going to call it Bachelor Future, like it kind of sounded like
back to, but that.
Yeah, I know. It was too much.
It was
too much. But pretty much, I was joking, you know, when Rachel Lindsay became the first Black Bachelorette, I was
bless
like,
her.
Yeah, I was going to be like, I'm going to be the first brown bachelor.
That'd be dope as hell.
So I just kind of put it in my head. I was like, you know, I want to join this show. I want to be the bachelor. So I just started calling myself the Future Bachelor. And
you just calling yourself that, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you have to kind of like put it. I'm a very big believer in, you know, you think it, you kind of like.
Put it into the universe.
Yeah, you put it into the universe and maybe it happened. And a lot of my life is kind of like that. So, you know, just saying that now, it's like created this podcast. So that's pretty crazy.
That is pretty cool.
And a lot more crazy stuff I'm sure is going to happen along the way. And everyone hopefully will stick around with us. And if you're listening right now, God bless you.
Amen.
Because you are the one, hopefully, person listening to us right now. But we're looking to get a lot more people to listen to us as episodes go on and, you know, Bachelor Nation goes on with us. So, yeah, pretty much that's like the history of the idea behind the name Future Bachelor. So if you ever see me on The Bachelor as the first brown bachelor,
know. You know why.
I said it here first on Future Bachelor. So so where do you stand with like when did you start watching
okay.
the show?
So I'm about to be 24. I'm 23. So a lot of these girls are around my age on these shows. But I started watching around Desiree's season, which I think was like
2012? And I will admit, I have no idea who Desiree is.
Yeah, her season was boring. The only reason why I started watching is because one of my really good friends from back home, I've been friends with her since I was like six, her family loves watching it. Like, she has all sisters. I have all brothers, so like, this was another something I'd be watching.
You said she has all...
all
sisters.
Sisters, I have all brothers. So I would never be sitting down and watching this otherwise.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, let's all watch it like during that one of the summers, like after we were in college and whatever. And I was like, this is so dumb, you guys. I hate this. These women are awful. These men are awful. Like why are we watching this? And then she hooked me by saying that they do a bracket.
Is she like a fantasy?
Yeah,
like Bachelor?
we do brackets. She knew the weight of my heart is some good competition.
That's awesome.
So,
well, I think that's kind of like part of the fun of the show, and that's pretty much how I started liking it too. It's like you make fun of it. And then Obviously. You're like, that's like, you realize that's kind of the whole point of the show is to kind of make fun of it. And
not for them, it isn't.
No, I know.
They're finding true love, Si.
I'm sure if they're watching it now, they're watching and making fun of other people past their shows and stuff. But cool. So, I mean, like, so did what made you like stick with it? Like, you like the next season, you're like, all right, now it's about, you know, the boy.
Yeah, I think it was just like a way for my friends and I to bond. Like we had like, you know, a set day to like always watch it together, whether it was the actual night of it airing or like the next night or whatever.
So we made it like a thing. Like
So we made it a thing. We made it our bachelor nights. And like we had...
Well, now your bachelor nights are going to be with me.
Obviously. And then we had our bracket and stuff and I just wanted to win. I finally won during Nick's season. So way to go me.
How did that work?
So like what you do, it's like this bracket and you have to choose who you think is going to make it like each round. Okay. And like you get like points based on that.
Oh, dope.
And so I...
See, I'm not like a sports person either.
No, I'm a big sports person. That's
holy cow.
That's how they got me into it. And then, I like, you have to pick, you know, you it whittles down, like, and you pick who you think is going to win. And I picked Vanessa, so like I was getting lots of points for that.
Oh, I picked Vanessa. She was like the hottest one.
Oh yeah, she.
I was just saying, like, you could call her at the back.
But yeah, so I did really well with the points, so yeah. I won that time, and yeah, and actually we like have for our brackets, like we have little pictures like for the league for like all of us in there, and the picture for that year was actually a picture I took of Nick on the street corner in Chicago when we were walking back. Yeah. So I was like walking back from one of the years I went to Lollapalooza, which is hosted. It's a festival in Chicago, for those who don't know, a music festival. And I was walking back to the train to go back to the suburbs. And he was like on the street corner with that we were waiting for like cars pass or whatever. And I like took this like really like blurry picture because I was like freaking out. I was like with some of my friends. It's like, oh my God, it's Nick. And it was this was before he was the bachelor. But it was like right after he had been like, I think snuffed like twice already, you know, whatever, how many times he was on the show. And it's probably like twice. And he.
Technically it's three times.
Yeah. But it was like after the second time was like, bye. Mm-hmm. So like that. And it's like him putting his hand over his mouth like he always does, like how he always mumbles and always chewing on his fingers.
I think
and
he's
stuff.
Self-conscious about his teeth.
Yeah, which I don't think they're bad.
Maybe he got them fixed along the way or something. Just like one of those things where like, you know, you're young and you have bad teeth and you just always covered them. And
I have that picture of him, and then my other like
creeping on
claim to bachelor fame would be I was at this tequila event, Alto's Tequila. My friend works in event planning and like is always in touch with different like alcohol distributors, and so she like invited me to go to this big like Alto's Tequila thing here in Atlanta where it's just like a little festival, a lot of free stuff, and Josh Murray was there because
that's the arch nemesis, right?
Yeah. So like, look at me, like getting both ends of the spectrum. But he was there and I kept staring at him and I think he realized that I was recognizing who he was, and so he kept like walking away
from
me.
Was he like big in real life?
He's actually skinnier than I thought he would be. He looked huge on the show. I think he might have slimmed down.
You know, it's funny. I just saw, I obviously I'm obsessed with these type of like, they're my guilty pleasures. I watch like the Real World Challenges too.
Oh God.
It's coming to Bachelor soon, so take care. But like, Josh was actually one of the cast members on that episode. So, you know, he was talking about him, you know, used to play like football and all that stuff. So I figured he was like a big dude or something. So
yeah, I thought he looked bigger on like all the shows that he was on, that like, you know, actual season and BIP.
Yeah.
But
what did you just call BIP?
Bachelor in Paradise.
I love it. All right, cool. That's an acronym I'm gonna start using just to be like super down with the Bachelor crew. Well, that's cool. I mean, so those are like your run-ins with some Bachelor alum.
Yeah, you know.
My story with Bachelor is a little different. Like, I honestly was one of those people that was just like couldn't stand the show. Yes. Like, I was just like, why do people watch it? And like, even they, like, you know, it's pretty much been on. Well, majority of my life, like
so long. I mean, like, I think I might have been like 2000s.
Yeah, I might have been like I don't even know how old I was when it first came out, but like I can't believe how many seasons there were before all the seasons I've already watched. I got, you know, between, you know, I started with the tail end of the Andy Dorfman season.
Her.
So that's back in like 2014.
She's a Georgia native.
Yeah. And that was the one where Josh and Nick came from, right?
Yeah.
So Josh ended up winning that one and Nick Vail. And when the first like impression of Nick that I got was like, wow, this guy's a douchebag.
I know, I loved him.
Yeah, I think all of America thought that though, because wasn't like
it shows
what happened.
My taste in men.
And the after the rose, he's talked about.
Well, yeah, he was all like, how come you slept with me and then like didn't.
Ooh, yeah. Snap.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know.
Dirty.
Okay. So like what? So Andy slept with Nick and then.
Yeah, in the fantasy suite.
Josh.
Yeah.
And he called her out on the after.
Yeah, well, he called her out, and because he was like, how come you slept with me? And like then said like whatever, that you loved me or something along those lines. And then, you know, came to my door the next day to say not to come propose to you.
So it's like usually like known that like you have sex maybe with multiple people at the end, but like you don't just go and say it in front of like before they reveal Josh to come out, right?
This show, I mean, I'm sure I'll get into it as the season goes on, but the way the show treats sex is so weird.
It is weird. I mean, just think about the concept itself. It's one guy dating like almost 30
girls.
It's
like a harem. Like,
yeah.
What?
So it's like, and we're supposed to be like, this is normal. And then one girl does one thing wrong. We're like, wow, that girl is a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this guy is like literally just flopping to the next girl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty much back. That was season 10 of The Bachelorette. So that's back in 2014. Mm-hmm. So I have been watching it for a good 4 years now. And it was an ex-girlfriend actually that got me into it.
Makes sense.
I have an ex-girlfriend that would like probably make fun of me that how much I'm like what I'm doing right now.
With yeah.
I got a, you know, the whole podcast going, but
live your truth though, Si.
Yeah, I mean, it was like week after week, we just like me and the ex would just, you know, talk shit about each of the characters and all the girls and the guys. And I thought it was a pretty, like, I think what got me into watching it was like the fact that it's like a social experiment. Like, I love
it's wild,
yeah. I love this. I love to think about how why people do the way the things they do, you know. So, and it was cool that, like, you know, they started when they introduced The Bachelorette, like they started taking like somebody from the end of like the last one, you know, that didn't quite make it to the end. But I thought that was a pretty cool concept that always kind of like flipped it on its back, you know.
And then that becomes like a whole part of like the watching experience. It's like, who's going to be the next whoever? You try to guess. And that's why like with this season with Ari, it's kind of people are like, what? Like, I never watched the season he was on. And that was like in 2012
he
or something.
Comes from what
Emily's season?
Yeah,
what
Emily.
Season? Like season.
I think I have that somewhere.
I'm trying
written
to.
Down in the notes.
In the notes.
But yeah, no, Emily's season, that was Emily Maynard, season 8, 2012.
Yeah.
And she ended up picking Jeff Holm.
Yeah. Who she then broke up with anyways.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, that's the way the show kind of goes,
exactly.
Folks.
but yeah, so, I mean, from then on, you know, I watched my first official season was the season 19 in 2015 with Chris Soules. The country boy.
Don't like him.
Yeah,
His season was, but whatever.
But that one got us to see Britt Nielsen.
Love her.
Yeah, I loved her too. I don't know why she was my favorite character
I know they seem like characters because they're just like so,
but that's where also Caitlin Bristow came from. So the second I like kind of caught on to like how the format of the show is gonna go, I'm like, all right, cool, I kind of know what's going on with The Bachelor. They flip it again on their back and they start off that season
with
both
the two, and then they had a pick which was like I don't know.
And I don't know why Britt didn't get picked.
But, I don't know. I like Caitlyn better.
Caitlyn definitely probably made
Britt, whatever. Britt was then happy with that like nerdy dude that she met.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they dated for like a while.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
They
might still be. I don't know. I don't keep up with
her. But that was a pretty controversial season because Nick comes back because apparently they
like
started talking.
Like a couple weeks in.
Well, didn't they talk like on the break between Crystal season stuff? So once you've gotten one under your belt, like they kind of. All the alum like will hang out, you know, at parties, at like
they
you
all
know,
live
hosting
in Nashville
events
now,
and stuff.
Or
do
LA.
They? LA or Nashville, you're right. But yeah, so Caitlin ended up coming on and she kinda gave Nick like, you know, the he kinda was like got to skip the whole line and then she ended up picking again, he got like what, she picked
Sean
Booth.
Who looks like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That guy is the one that set the hairstyle for the rest of the guys.
For literally, yeah.
Every guy had that hairstyle.
There's like, okay, yeah, there's like a set hairstyle, which is like the swoopy kind of hairstyle, as well as, okay, what is with all the guys always wearing tight jeans?
Well, as a guy that used to wear baggier pants and have gone a little tighter, it's just the style. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just look better. Like,
no, but like their jeans are like freakishly tight.
Yeah, actually, I don't wear jeans. I wear more like, you know, pants.
But
the jeans, like, I don't know how. You can't breathe in them. But pretty much that left Nick Bale heartbroken once again. And then season 20 comes, and they end up picking Ben Higgins from that last season.
Love him.
Ben Higgins is a fan favorite.
He's boring as hell, but he's good on the eyes. And now he's fun on his own podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, he actually posts the show. Was able to show me that he had a lot more personality than I thought.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
And when he picked Lauren Bushnell, they had like a spinoff show on that weird channel.
That was weird. Freeform.
Freeform. Was it Freeform?
I think it was on Freeform.
Something like that.
Because it's ABC, it's ex-ABC Family. Yeah, it's called Freeform now.
Dumb name change. But Ben and Lauren, Happily Ever After. Didn't really watch it. I watched a couple episodes though, and it seemed like he would get annoyed with her a lot, but because it was funny.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I just saw the previews all up on my Facebook, and I was like, really?
Did they learn anything from Nick and Jessica Simpson? You don't go from newly together mm-hmm. to filming a new show together.
Because
you know?
Then it's just going to mess it up, and obviously it did. They're not together.
So. Yeah. Well, moving on, we have Bachelorette Season 12, JoJo, coming from Ben's season, and she picks... Jordan Rogers, who's a younger brother of...
Aaron Rodgers, my least favorite player.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was like literally hoping
he
knew
Green
his
Bay.
Name.
I'm a Bears fan. I can't like him. Plus, he's gross. Whatever.
Sports ball.
Yeah.
I love how you're going to be like...
I'm the sporty one. Yeah.
I don't want to see the boy on the show, yeah, but like yeah. I'm
fuck
feeling...
gender roles, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm feeling very feminine all of a sudden. Yeah. Bachelor Season 21... Surprise. Oh, we forgot to say that there was 4 seasons of Bachelor in Paradise, and I think season 3 is where Nick was on there on the show, and none other than Josh Murray comes back and like steals his girl.
Always.
What's that girl's name?
Amanda.
Amanda. Oh my God. That was so sad to watch, like, and the way they portrayed Joshua that season, like,
hilarious.
Just sweaty and chewing
sweaty
on pizza.
Sweaty and eating pizza. He was gross and, like, and always, like, I don't know, like, sucking on Amanda's face. It was just, like,
I felt
not.
For him, though, because I, like, when I get on Bachelor in Paradise, I feel like they're going to make fun of how sweaty I am. I'm a sweater. I don't know why, but,
it's going to be...
Are you cold in here?
No.
Okay, I'm just joking. It was a... no, but, so... Moving on, that's when he got his heart broken for the third time. And that's when they started deciding who the next Bachelor was going to be.
You would think he would just, you know, give up. But
no, but he had. He was still looking for love.
He loves that ABC money.
Or I think he likes being one of those Instagram influencers.
Yeah.
He's really good at it,
yeah, Instagram hoes, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I'm hoping to get to that level one day. The Bachelor Season 21, Nick Vale is unveiled as... the new Bachelor, which is another unconventional choice for picking.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be picked that season? It was like a country dude and this other guy named...
Oh, it was between like... Was it between Luke?
Luke.
I think people wanted him... Oh, I ran into him in Nashville as well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, I think people wanted it to be Luke because he...
Did he... He like sang and play guitar. He was like a... Was he?
Yeah. He was on JoJo's season.
Okay.
And so like that's like from that season is who would have been picked.
Mm-hmm. I know, but there was another guy. There were like Chase or something like that, wasn't it? Or was it Chase? There was 2 guys that were flipping back and forth, and then it was like, nah, we're gonna go with Nick Bale.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember Luke was one of the top.
What did
ones.
You think about that choice?
I mean, I love Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him.
You're taking like pictures of him with from across the street.
I always liked him, even when he was like not as hot as he got to be.
I'm not gonna lie though, there was something about him in Caitlyn's season that I actually started to like.
Yeah,
like he smashed, but he didn't really tell anybody about it. He was kind of cool, and
yeah,
I don't know. He started becoming redeemable, and that's like weird because like I said, that's the season I came in on, and he was like the villain.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I was already like, fuck this guy. But then
I feel like when it was his actual season, though, the like appeal of him kind of got lost because like he wasn't like a player in it anymore. He was just like the guy, and like they kept making jokes about how much sex he has or doesn't have because he just said one thing on hit that one season yeah. about having sex.
Like, yeah, he got kind of over-sexualized.
Then that was kind of like the weird running joke, like even with all the contestants when they got out of the limo and like blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, I still think like the Caitlyn and him thing, I'm not like, I'm just speaking from my own thoughts. It's like, I think she was kind of like, ooh, it's Nick Vale from The Bachelor. And that's why, you know, that all happened. It was not like they truly liked each other. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Maybe they did. I mean, they were both like, you know, batch famous at that.
Yeah, but so pretty much that spawned a whole new thing of the show where we get into the last season of, which was season 13 of The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
They picked Rachel Lindsay.
Bless her. Yeah. She's honestly the best. Though at the end of her season, I was starting to be like, Rachel.
And she got the first impression rose off the bat, right?
She did.
Yeah. So
she was great. I was so excited for her season. It was great literally up until I think the last 3 weeks for me personally, because I felt like she started to buy into the Bachelor franchise bullshit a little bit at the end.
It's hard to, I try to not overthink about like why people make their choices or like why someone did something on screen. Like there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that happens.
I know. I always think about like, did the producers tell her to be this way?
Yeah. Or they like this producer just setting her up for situations where she's like, guys, I told you, I don't want to be this lame person that everyone else has been in the past. Like don't set me up for like dude's ex-girlfriend to come busting into the gym.
No, but like, you know? I loved how she was like, she like took that kind of shit down though. She was like, get off the show. I don't want you here.
Yeah.
And then like, was bye. Like, bye-bye.
Boy.
And all that kind of stuff. Instead of like playing into it more, where I felt like in other seasons when stuff like that happened, it'd be like, well, I don't know. But
yeah.
And she was all like, nope. I'm like, I'm very serious. Get out.
Yeah. And I mean, that was, I wouldn't say controversial. I would say groundbreaking. For the series, because the series, that was the first African-American lead for the show, which spawned my idea of being the first brown bachelor.
Thank God for Rachel.
Yeah, which I mean, I'll put honestly, out there, I'll put God out there on her. Social media, because the other day, you know, we work inside of a television station and she came in to bring the trophy for the National College Football game that's going on here in Atlanta for, I mean, it's Georgia and Alabama, right? I'm
gonna, you it's might have to take it. It's the battle of the SEC schools. I'm very excited as an SEC girl.
But yeah, what she said. but this trophy was huge, and she is literally like, every time you would see her on the show, people would be like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty in person. She really is. Like, it's crazy.
Is she really?
Like, she's stunning. Like,
you're like, damn.
Yeah, and I was just smiling the whole time. I'm like, sorry, I can't stop smiling. But yeah, she pretty much calls me the future bachelor, so it's predicted by her as well. And that was a really cool thing, because like I said, putting things out in the universe, we decided to make this podcast, and then out of nowhere, the last bachelorette comes walking into the newsroom and telling me I'm going to be the next bachelor. So that's my little bachelor alum run-in story.
How did you talk to her? Are you freaking out?
I was really nervous, like, because I found out like an hour before she was going to be coming in. So pretty much I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, how am I going to like relate this to the future bachelor and stuff like that? So, you know,
I was singing the brand.
Yeah, you know, I'm like that. I'm a marketing guy. So pretty much I, you know, she, so I'm like, boom, 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 boom. My heart's beating. I'm just like, what do I do? I don't want to sound like too like you know, because like we work there, so we're supposed to be like you know, calm and cool, and this is another day at work, but it's like, Rachel Lindsay, The Bachelorette, I watch you all the time, I love you. So she's like, you know, talking to one of the anchors on there and stuff, and they're doing like a little interview of why she's in town. I think she was doing like a charity event or something.
Good for
like
her.
That. Yeah. And but then she was, you know, taking a picture. Some people, I'm obviously working there, we play The Bachelor on our station, but they didn't know. I don't think everyone knew who she was, because there wasn't like a huge crowd until like more people started coming around. But I was one of the first ones there,
good,
right behind the social media girl.
Like, what's up?
Yeah, I was just like, yo, just can you take my pic when I get up here? And pretty much I was just like, hey, Rachel. And when it comes to these people, I try to like treat them like
a normal person.
Like,
normal,
yeah, because like,
but like you feel weird because you're like, I watched you.
Yeah, exactly. I watch you all the time. no, but I, you know, just try to talk to her. I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna lie, you're my favorite season I've watched, you know. And a lot of people, there's a running joke in here that I'm gonna be the first brown bachelor, so do you mind like shouting out the future bachelor? And she, you know, she's like, yeah, for sure. And she shouts me out and stuff like that, so y'all can see a clip. I'll put that on social media.
Hell yeah.
That might be what we use to promote the show.
We probably should.
So and Rachel ends up picking Brian Abasolo. and
he's Colombian.
Yeah, which I am too, half Colombian.
Oh, look
so.
At you! I'm
Vivo Colombia.
I'm part Cuban.
Oh wow!
Look
so
at
we
our
make
Latin
like a full. That might have been racist, but so that kind of gives me 10 seasons of Bachelor Nation shows under my belt. So I would say at this point, I'm, you know, not an expert. I'm intermediate in, you know, Bachelor knowledge and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't expect you guys to sit here and be like, that's wrong and that's not what happened and stuff like that, because I'm going to be wrong a lot with it, like all this information. I'm going to try my best, like moving forward, to get all the like names and ages and whatever.
There's just too many Laurens.
Yeah, I just do not care before Crystal's season. And
basic
only reason.
Names.
Yeah. And now there's like, you know, we got this season with the four Laurens and stuff. So
the
it's just
Lauren
getting.
Limo.
Yeah, the Lauren limo. So we'll get into that in episode one. But, pretty much, you know, this podcast is gonna. We just came up with it like within the last couple weeks. I set
Happy
all this up last night.
Yeah. You know,
so, that graphic was made, you know, a week ago. So, pretty much, you know, it's gonna be real raw at first. We're gonna make a lot of mistakes. I think we're doing pretty good so far.
I mean, yeah.
I feel really comfortable talking on this microphone.
It's like we're friends or something.
Yeah, I know. It's like we kind of like each other. But yeah, so pretty much. You know, I feel like the show's going to evolve a lot. You know, I feel like we're going to, you know, I have a lot of ideas for the show. Like, not only do I want to talk about The Bachelor and, you know, the adjacent shows with it, but I also want to talk about relationship stuff too, and how it relates to, you know, life. You know, I'm a single person right now.
I'm single.
You're
as
single.
A Pringle.
Damn. Okay. So, you know, I think we have a lot to learn and a lot to discuss, and I think hopefully a lot of our listeners will, you know, want to hear what we have to say. And, you know, I'm wanting this to be an interactive show too.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody that listens, whether it's 10 people and you're interacting with us, I want a message with you guys. If you're leaving us messages, leaving us feedback, you know, I'm going to try to respond. You know, Veronica has got the logins. Yeah, we're going
to
be in that. So, you know, I kind of want to talk about like future plan ideas. Like, you know, I want to kind of do, not only are we going to discuss The Bachelor, but we're also going to discuss The Bachelorette. And then we got Bachelor in Paradise. Ooh, I love Bachelor in Paradise. Almost Paradise.
It's so cheesy.
That.
Like, they know. They just
knocking on. I can't wait to be on Bachelor in Paradise and do something silly, like just coming out of a tree
just
stump or something.
It's going to be like, it's just a constant state of drunkenness.
Yeah.
You know?
I can drink, so.
hey.
But what's new this year is actually we got the 2018 Winter Olympics, and they're going to be doing the Bachelor Winter Games.
I didn't even know that. Like,
that's
the
what
one...
makes me the future Bachelor.
Damn.
But they are actually, I believe, dropping in February. It's going to kind of go alongside the Olympics, but it's going to be like MTV Real World Challenge type stuff,
my
I
God.
Think. But like,
is
probably,
it going to be like alums of the show?
Yeah, it's going to be like Bachelor in Paradise, except they're competing like actual events.
So it's going to be like old Bachelor Pad, because like Bachelor Pad.
See, now I
that's
I
like
don't know.
Old, yeah.
Is I that mean, old Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like pretty much they were like competing for money, but it was like love. Competition. It was like you had to like I didn't watch it, but it's gonna be Sim.
Okay. Well, this one there, I think they're gonna do a lot of like bobsledding or, you know, snowman making. I don't know what it's gonna be, but it says Winter Games, so we'll go with that.
Some ice luge.
Yeah, you know, because like this is a show of about an aftercast or after podcast show about The Bachelor. You know, obviously the show is not running all the time. So we're going to have breaks between the seasons. And I don't want to really go away. Like, I kind of want to be able to talk
we're
about.
We're always here.
We're not going anywhere, Veronica. You're staying right here. I locked the door. Actually, no. Could you lock the door? No, we did lock the door. Okay.
Okay.
We got a lot of equipment. No. But yeah, so pretty much, you know, I want to, you know, still keep the conversation going. And that's where I think we'll get into like the dating and relationship stuff, the pop culture stuff, what's going on in the news, fun news.
Fun news. Yeah. That makes me cry.
It's not really the place where you're gonna hear about like Trump bashing and stuff. Not that I don't want to bash him, I just don't want to talk about him. And here we go. And also I thought we, you know, what could be fun is like maybe doing old season rewatches. We could like, you know, do an episode here or there, have people recommend us to watch old seasons. Like there's, what's that guy you're talking about? Juan Pablo or something like that.
Yeah, we should. Cause I only watched part of his. Yeah.
Yeah. We could watch the Emily season. You know, we could watch a whole bunch of fun ones where they just like were hot messes.
Bad.
Yeah. So, you know, that expect that type of stuff in between. You know, also, I plan on having like guests on here. Hopefully, eventually, we get popular enough where old Bachelor alumni will want to come and talk to us, or we can Skype with them and you guys will see them on the screen.
That'd
or
be
whatever.
So fire.
It is. Yeah. I'm just like talking it all to existence right now. Hey,
universe, are you listening?
If you're in Atlanta, you could come right to my apartment. It's all good. But yeah, so I hope to get some of you Bachelor alums on here. And, you know, also just like, you know, other people that love The Bachelor like us. Yeah. Like we have I don't know if it's a small group, but, you know, we know some people that
we
would
love
it. We
know some people.
And they could probably add to the conversation. So
I'm excited.
Yeah. And, you know, for any reason, one of us can't be here. Somebody else might sub
guest
in or whatever
host.
Like that. So, but I definitely, like I said, want it to be a lot about listener feedback and interaction and stuff with you guys. So, you know, that's really what this is about. Like, I don't want to just be talking about The Bachelor anymore because, like, that's kind of the idea why I started the podcast. You know, like, I can't just keep going into work and like having these deep theories about the show. I need to like talk about it with other people that want to hear about it. So, so that's kind of like the idea behind that. I want to set up a number where like people can call up and just leave us messages.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Be like, you know, I love you guys, or, you know, I hate you guys. Hopefully we won't air those ones.
Like we'd have like questions and like,
yeah,
tell
be
us
like,
how
hey,
much they hate.
You know, like, is anybody out there like, you know, cheating? Why are you cheating? You know, so like, leave us a message.
Right.
You could be anonymous if you want. I don't care. But I had this cool idea because I'm a huge music lover. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah.
But music is kind of like the start of like me wanting to be inside of like entertainment and, you know, entertaining people and stuff. I love, you know, showing people new music. So maybe eventually at the end of the show, we have like, this is a hot song we're listening to right now. And then we'll make up like a Spotify playlist that people can kind of like follow and stuff.
Love
so
it.
It's kind of like the music of the future Bachelor. You know, so that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we'll have like volume one each year that we're doing it. Like,
oh, that'd
you
know? Be so cute.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying.
Throw some like little love songs in there
hell
too.
Hell yeah,
keep
dude.
It on trend.
That's all that I listen to. You listen to SZA?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
The Weeknd, man. That's my song.
Yeah.
So that might be on the first song of the playlist since we don't have it ready queued up, but that'll be the first song on the Future Bachelor playlist on Spotify. Keep a lookout for that. You know, with these podcasts, they say it's good to have like a newsletter. So eventually we'll set up something where people can get email blasts from us and stuff with the hottest news or what we're going to be up to, schedule stuff. So, like I said, these are all ideas that we have planned into put into play right now, but I definitely want to do all that stuff and grow this thing. So do you think those are good ideas?
I love them.
All right, cool. I put a lot of thought into this podcast.
What if I was just like, I hate it?
Nope, every single idea. Stupid.
This is a good run.
Give me one. Give me one idea, V. All right.
Oh my God.
All right. I guess in closing, we're discussing our episode schedule.
Yeah.
This is kind of hard because a lot goes into a podcast where, you know, people want to hear about what we are going to say like the day after, but like we kind of need time to process what we're going to talk about.
We might
about
need to
stuff.
Watch it again.
Yeah.
Make sure we catch all of Lord
I'm not
G's
gonna lie.
Antics.
I've had to watch the first episode like 3 times, like, you know, and that's just because I'm terrible with names. There's literally so many names. But so, you know, upcoming schedule, we're hoping we can drop these every...
maybe like Thursday or Friday?
Thursday or Friday. Just expect them on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah,
Don't get too mad. Hopefully we'll get into like a mode with this. We'll get more comfortable and it's not so hard to do and we'll figure out. So just expect them on like Thursday and Friday. And
start your weekend off right.
Yeah, you know, like think about it like this. We can, you know, kind of let you know a couple days after you watch the show and kind of get you ready for the next episode coming
up. Amen.
You know? So that's kind of what we'll be doing.
Yeah, you forget things after you watch it anyway.
I mean, I told you, it's only been like a couple days since the show aired and I've watched it once tonight. So where can they find us? I'm going to go over the Future Bachelor stuff. We're on Facebook/Future Bachelor. That is a place where people can come and kind of watch us. Hopefully I want to do live watches.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's a great place for people to interact with us and to get information and updates about the podcast and, you know, things we got going on. Definitely follow us on IG, Instagram at The Future Bachelor. And I'm apologizing right off the bat. I wish they could all just be slash Future Bachelor, at Future Bachelor. But, oh God, that's a pet peeve about social media. is that like people just steal the names. Shit. Like they're so stupid that they're genius and they thought about a name that I just thought about. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And they only have like 12 followers.
Yeah, and they might not even be using it. Whatever.
No, they're not. There's no post on it. I'm like, damn. So don't follow Future Bachelor on Instagram. The Future Bachelor, because I'm the Future Bachelor. This is the Future Bachelor podcast. So, and then Twitter has like a limit on how long your name can be. So I had to go with The Future Batch on Twitter.
So hip.
Yeah, you know.
Batch. That acronym action.
Yeah, you know, The Future Batch. Batch party. I'm not a big Twitter guy. So Veronica's going to be the Twitter goddess of our Twitter right there. So
get hyped.
You expect a lot of live tweeting during shows.
It's going to be.
I guess we got to create a Snapchat. We should probably do that before we release this so someone doesn't steal the Future Bachelor on Snapchat. So we'll give you the Snapchat probably in the next episode. And we want to, you know, we're filming this actually too. And this was kind of a last minute thing for our YouTube. I was telling you that I came up with the idea of making like a set for us, you know, instead of just.
It's beautiful in here. Thank you. For people just listening.
I know, right? I might have dates in here and stuff like that. Oh. This might be a date right now. Hold on. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, the candle's over there.
Yeah, it's but, so romantic.
But pretty much, I just kind of want people to be able to find us everywhere. So, and you know, the one thing that's weird about podcasts is that you get to know people and their voices and you feel like you really know them, but you don't know what they look like or anything like that.
We're hams. We'll show our faces.
Yeah, yeah. That goes into my next one. My personal Instagram is @thatflykid, @thatflykid.
Okay. Well, if we're going to be pumping ourselves. Pump it. Okay. Get I'm it. @veronaconda _18. That's VERONICONDA _18.
Yeah, and pretty much follow us on those Instagrams because like I said,
we're
you
really
hit us
cute.
Up. Yeah, I got some good pictures now.
Yeah.
You know,
only one button buttoned at all times.
Yeah,
all
right. So Veronica makes fun of my post because apparently, like, you won't tell if you're watching this video right now. I'm buttoned up.
Yeah,
to the
he's
top.
Got that TBS top button swag right now.
But if you see me out and about and dancing and drinking, usually the buttons start coming down.
They're going.
And I got a hairy chest, so it's just like, you know, whatever. It's TMI right now, but.
We're in it.
Yeah, we're here. And I like t-shirts with no sleeves. So you'll see a lot of pictures like that and sunglasses at night.
And hats.
I like hats backwards, yeah. So pretty much, yeah. So follow us on Instagram. I'm @thatflykid. It's Veronaconda. Veronaconda. And is there a number
like that
on
that? Veronaconda. Veronaconda _18.
18. Okay, cool. So yeah, follow us on there and hit us up on that because I plan on messaging anybody like, you know, talks to me about the
show. Yeah, slide into my DMs.
Slide into the DMs. All right, so where can you find us besides on those places? We're going to be on all the major podcast communities. You know, the big one I listen to, Apple iTunes. You can find us on that, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and probably a lot of more other places. But most people, you know, will get us on that Apple iTunes. With that being said, you know, I kind of want to like let you guys know that we want to be out there, you know. So the best thing you guys can do for us, if you're a friend, first time listener, first episode,
leave us some reviews.
Yeah, subscribe to us on that Apple iTunes, and we're trying to get up on those charts. So the more you help us like join this, you know, Future Bachelor family, the bigger we're all gonna get. And you know, so the best way for us to get up on those charts is for you guys to subscribe and your podcast stuff, and then also rate us and give us a review. Hopefully you say something nice.
Yeah.
I could see bad reviews. It's like, this guy, the girl knows more sports than him. Yeah, but so I'll expect a couple of those. But yeah, please subscribe to us. This podcast is I want to do it big. This is important, you know. So the more you help us help you, and the more we can talk to you, and the more people can discover us. And yeah, so we plan on doing, you know, shout outs on the show. So if you leave us those reviews and subscribe and give us some feedback, you can also hit us up on futurebachelor.com. Email us at contact@futurebachelor.com. And we are looking for feedback, ideas, how to shape the future of the show and stuff so we can evolve to be the perfect podcast for you.
Woo!
Yeah, and then also, like I was saying, if you leave us a review or you say something nice on iTunes and stuff like that, we're going to do shout outs on a show. And eventually I want to do some contests and stuff.
Hell
so,
yeah.
You know, if you want to hear your name or, you know, something shouted out on the podcast, just all you have to do is subscribe and review. And then Veronica is going to take a picture on Instagram and shout you out. No promises.
We'll see.
Like in a little tiny writing. Void of prohibited. Yeah, so pretty much that's about it for the podcast. I kind of just, you know, wanted this to be a raw, just straight, you know, us talking and stuff. And I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of this, like, moving forward.
Yeah.
But let us know what you think, what you like, what you don't like. Hopefully you like more stuff than you don't.
Hopefully, right?
Yeah. And, yeah, you have anything else to say?
No, I'm hyped. I'm excited.
This is a good episode zero, pilot episode of the future podcast. Yeah, man.
Turn up.
Fist bump.
Pumping it up.
One under our belt.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week with, I think the first drop of our, we wanted people to be able to binge a couple episodes. So if you're listening to this, there should be an episode one and probably episode two before, so you can kind of listen in a row. And from then it's going to be week on, you know. So like I said, we just came up with this podcast idea like a week before the show dropped. So it's amazing we've even gotten this far. So shout out to all our friends that support us. Shout out to all our family. We love you. Happy New Year.
Shout out to Chris Harrison.
Shout out to Chris Harrison, my dog. Yo, Chris, hopefully, if I'm not the future Brown Bachelor, the first Brown Bachelor, I hope I'm like the next host of The Bachelor.
Honestly.
Where Chris like retires. If
I don't know. I don't
he think looks he... just as good as the day he started, though.
Yeah.
I want to be Chris when I grow up. So with that being said, I'm Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And thank you for listening to episode zero of the future Future Bachelor podcast. I just messed that up.
We're going to have to cut that podcast.
I know. It's like, shoot, I'm a little nervous signing out. I just kind of don't want to say bye, but we're going to. And we'll see you next week on the Future Bachelor.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.